are from Mumbai, so there is a lot of events happening there. So it's a surprising situation, because the usually the modern youth today, they are looking for the people as their role models. Whom you want to make your role model? Usually they call the actors and actresses as heroes. And they take them as role models. And sometimes, but if there is no spirituality, how a person can be role model? It's not possible. So somebody said that if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. But if the character is lost, then everything is lost. So this is the time, the youth is the time to develop character. Youth is the time when we can mold ourselves and we can make ourselves a better person. Or we can be deviated in wrong path and our entire life goes in wrong direction, and by the time we finish our life, we come to know that we have wasted our entire life. So I am very sure that all of you who are here, none of you want to feel at the end of your life that, oh, what have I done? I uselessly wasted my life. Didn't gain anything. So friends, this is the time when we are young, enthusiastic, energetic. This is the time to choose the direction, to choose the path upon which we are going to proceed throughout our life. And this is the time to make the right choice. If you make the wrong choice, then we may have to regret at the end of our life. And that's why we have taken the topic today, making the right choice. There are demoniac people and there are divine people. The path of divine and the path of demoniac, demons. Lord Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, the whole chapter is dedicated to the two types of people, those who are demoniac and those who are divine. So today we are going to discuss that which path we should choose, so that we feel proud at the end of our life that the God, the Krishna has given us the life, 70 years, 60 years, this precious human form of life. And we didn't waste. We didn't waste, we capitalized upon this human form of life. So the six themes we are going to cover in this topic. The first theme is rarity of human life. That how rare is human life, which we have got. Something which is very, very rare, which everybody doesn't get. It's a rare opportunity to get human form of life. It's not so easy to get it, and we have got it. Second theme, material existence is unending perpetual suffering. And third will be that to come out of the suffering, usually people take the shelters of fallible people. Fallible shelters, which is insufficient to solve our problems. Fourth theme will be our real great fortune is sadhu sangha and spiritual knowledge. And fifth, we'll discuss what is the spiritual knowledge upon which we should lead our life. And then finally, we discuss the U-turn. Now, the time to take a U-turn and decide, take the path which will lead to glory, which will lead to success, which will lead to happiness, which will lead to love, peace. And what is that path? The whole world is looking for love and peace. The entire world is looking for that. So the first point is the reality of human life. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nirdeha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena navas vateritam puman bhavabdhim natarechatmaha. The wonderful sloka explains about the purpose of human life. It is very, very rare. What is the reality? There are 84 lakh species of life according to Padma Purana. And out of those 84 lakh species, only 4 lakh is the human species. And we are so fortunate to get that. This human body is special and very precious, very rare. How it is precious? You see, the God has gifted us Nirdeham. This is very, 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 very sulabham. Sulabham means that it's very, very easy to practice a spiritual life in this human form of life. Sulabham. It's like you see, sulabha sauchale. What is, does it mean? The sauchale is you want to clean yourself. The nice facility is there in that, the sulabha. So similarly, you want to practice spirituality and attain love and peace, for that human life is most suitable. And then sudurlabham, it's very rare, sudurlabham, very, very rare to attain human form of life. And this body is compared to a boat, well-designed boat, and sitting in that boat, very easily we can cross over the suffering of this material existence. And the spiritual master and the sadhus, this Prerna festival is a wonderful opportunity provided to all of us for the association of saintly people. This is a great opportunity. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shuddhi Hoy. So that opportunity is available. The people are here to inform us, to guide us, to help us to advance in spiritual life. So this facility is also there. So in spite of having all these facilities, if you do not take the advantage to cross over the ocean of material existence, the sufferings of this world, then we have wasted our life, simply. So that's what he says. So I'm sure that all of you here assembled, we all are very intelligent people. We are not going to waste our life, but we will take full advantage of this rare human form of life. It's a well designed, you see how precious it is. If you go to doctor, suppose somebody's ear, once ear is damaged, you want to replace it. One ear costs 5 lakh rupees and we have got 2. It's 10 lakh rupees. And then liver. If you want to transplant the liver, one liver transplant takes 15 to 20 lakh rupees. And then eyes. You can't transplant also eyes. Then brain is there. You cannot transplant the brain. Very difficult. So costly. Heart. You transplant the heart, it costs 15 to 20 lakh rupees. Kidney transplant. Right? Changing the kidney takes 10 lakh rupees. If you count all these organs, how costly our human body is, how precious it is. It may be in crores and crores. In crores and crores. So, such a costly body we have got. Precious body. So cost. It's a crores rupees body. Why God has given such a costly body to us? To drink liquor? Do you think? To pour inside chemicals, drugs? No. Any person who has even little intelligence, he can clearly say, no, this is not the purpose for which we have got the human form of life. So what is the purpose? Puman bhavabdi na taritsa atmaha. We have to cross over bhava sagar, the ocean of this material world. The ocean of birth and death. And that is the purpose. So, what is this ocean of birth and death, suffering, which we are talking about to cross it over? We have to cross over. What is that? Where is the ocean? Sometimes people ask, where is the ocean? I can't see. I am in city like Mumbai or Delhi, and all around there are malls and like that, very suffering. Sometimes people can't see the suffering. They are enjoying life. They think we are enjoying life. Very suffering. Like a goat. Goat. No. The person who slaughters the goat. He has given the goat grass to eat and she is so happy. And then she is thinking, I am so fortunate. I have got nice grass to eat, green grass. I am so fortunate. I am so happy. But she is so foolish that she cannot see that very soon. The person is going to cut. So similarly, if you cannot see the imminent dangers coming in our life, sufferings which are awaiting us any moment, sufferings can fall upon us and nobody can save us. We are in such a situation. When suffering comes, then people start blaming the spiritualist. The temples are useless. They are doing nothing. We should close all the temples because they are not helping us. And then there is so much talk going on. What is the reason of God? God is not helping us. God is helping us. How He is helping us? He is warning us. He is warning us. He is telling us that don't go on the wrong path. Otherwise you have to get the reaction. You will have to suffer. So here is the situation. Here is this help which we are getting. We are getting warning that you are at a wrong place. This world is material existence is unending perpetual suffering, a place of unending perpetual suffering. Get out of here and go back to the spiritual world. And that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Mamu petya punar janma dukhalayam asaswatam napnuvanti mahatmana sansiddhim paramam grata. Krishna says, Arjun, this world in which you are living, It has got two characteristics. It is asaswatam, temporary, and dukkhalayam, full of suffering. Full of suffering. Variety of suffering. How many? You cannot count. You cannot count. One teeth can give us so much suffering. This teeth. Each teeth has got the capacity to trouble us so much, so that tears will come out from our eyes. One teeth, if goes wrong, there is some disease in the teeth. And there is entire department, department of dental science. If you go to dental science college, dental college, you see there is a library in the college, and the entire library is filled with the books just to treat the disease of the teeth. And still researches are going on how to cure the disease perfectly. Teeth, just one teeth has the potential. The teeth, one teeth has the potential to give us so much suffering. We think this body is the source of enjoyment. I should enjoy. God has given us to enjoy. Let us put drugs in it and enjoy. No. This is illusion to think like that. This body is given to us to prepare ourselves for the final exam, and that what we are going to face that exam at the time of death. And that exam we have to pass. And the whole life is preparation and death is the examination. So we have to prepare for that. And that is the purpose we have, this body is given. And this body is also source of suffering. If we don't understand this. So each one teeth can give us so much suffering. So much suffering. And then there are so many body parts. One person, once he was saying, oh, I am getting disease, you know, why disease happens to me? Getting disease is not a surprise. If you are not getting disease, that is a surprise. You are going on the road, you meet accident, that is not a surprise. If you come safely at home, that is a surprise. If you go outside and don't get infected with corona, that is a surprise. Because everywhere the cases are going on. The dangers are awaiting everywhere. And that's what the Lord says. That this world is dukkhalayam. House of suffering. House of suffering. This information is given to us. And such a precious information that you are in a place of danger place, quickly come out of it before dangers fall upon you. The cost of information is so high nowadays, isn't it? There is information revolution. So this is the information that the place, this whole world is called Dukkhalayam. So what is the dukkha? There are three types of dukkha, kleshas in this world. Three types of klesha. Three. Adhyatmik, adhi bhautik, and adhi daivik. And no one in this world can claim that he is not victim of these three types of suffering. No one. From Brahma to the ant. Each one is suffering. Even whether he is a prime minister or he is a crime minister. Everyone is suffering from these three types of suffering. And your post and positions and portfolios and knowledge and education, all this is not going to help us. It is not going to help us. That is the problem. You can, when earthquake will come, the earthquake will not distinguish that who is prime minister and who is pauper on the street. No, it is equal to everyone. earthquake is not going to distinguish that whether you are a scientist or you are a fool number one, no. In front of these problems, these kleshas, the calamities, or education will do nothing. You may be a great star, but what is the use? It's Balasubramanian. He's a star. He's famous. But that fame could not save him. And he died on 25th September. He lost his life. Big, big people are falling. The science is there. The scientists are there. The entire technology is there. You have all your nuclear bombs are there. Atomic bombs are there. But can they save us from the dangers of corona? Can the scientists save us? No. So, it's good to feel proud of our achievements. There is nothing wrong in that. But at the same time, we should be realistic. That our achievements are not sufficient to help us to overcome our suffering. That also we must understand. We should not be so much maddened in pride of our achievements that we forget that we are still under a great danger. And that is the problem. The people become so maddened, so much maddened, so much so that they start thinking that, we have done so much achievement. We have nuclear bomb, we have missiles. What don't have? We have everything, technology. But dear friends, with a lot of grief, we would like to inform you from Bhagavad Gita that this is all temporary. They cannot save us in long run. Any moment, the ocean of suffering can fall upon us. Any moment. And that's what we are requesting. We are begging all of you, everyone, to understand. Practically begging. Jiva jago, jiva jago. गौराचांद बोले कुत्तो निद्रा जाओ माया So, sorry, there was some internet problem in between. So, the sufferings are there. And our achievements are not sufficient to protect us. Why? So, there are three types of suffering. Adhyatmik, the mental, hankering, fear and lamentation. Then physical, there are health problems. There is not much to discuss on this because we all know the situation of the world. The adhyatmik means the suffering which is coming from our own mind and body. Sometimes we suffer due to our own mind and our mental suffering and physical suffering. Sometimes we suffer from others, other living entities, other people. Like corona. This is adhibhautik. Adhibhauta, bhuta. Bhuta means other people. That may be animal, that may be virus, that may be terrorist. We may be fine, It's like you go on the road, you are driving. You may be a very good driver. You may be a very good driver. But that doesn't mean that you will not get accident. No, you may be driving very safely, very following all the rules, but still you will get, you can get accident if other person is not careful. If other person is not careful, even you are carefully going, still we get accident. So that is called adhibhautik, you know. So, and third is adhidaivik. Adhidaivik means natural calamities which is not in our hand, like earthquake, tsunami, flood, drought, all these things. Every year the natural calamities, natural disasters are growing in the world. So this adhyatmik klesha by own mind and body, you see sometimes people commit suicide. They kill themselves. Their mind troubles them so much. In India, the data says that in last 5 years, almost around 60,000 to 70,000 youth, young students have committed suicide. Why? Where is the noise upon this? Who is discussing these things? Why the young people are committing suicide? Is it klesha, suffering? And the whole world, 10 lakh people commit suicide every year. There are 28 crore people in the world who are suffering from stress and depression. 28 crore on record. So, suicides and overdoses among young adults were already skyrocketing before the pandemic started. And now experts fear that the situation is going to get even worse. And here you can read the number one happiest country in the world. Number one happiest country in the world also has one of the highest suicide rates. Economists have a theory. Why? And which country it is? Finland. Out of 156 country, Finland was number one, you know, in 2019. The World Happiness Report says. Followed by Denmark and Norway. So, if number one suicide rate, the country which has got number one suicide rate in the world, how can you say that it is the number one happy country? Very, you know, suspicious, surprising data. In India, every hour one student commits suicide, and 28 such cases happens every day. India has the highest suicide rate in Southeast Asia, but there is no prevention strategy. So this is adhyatmik place. People are so much depressed, stressed, that they are killing themselves. And then adhibhautik klesha, pain inflicted by other living entities. And what example we should take? Everybody, the best example of this is going on already, this corona, COVID-19 virus. This is the best example for this adhibhautik klesha. Till now, around 24.8 million of detected cases and more 10 lakh around deaths has occurred due to this. And we have practically no clue how to sort it out. Whole world is suffering because of this. So, and then adhidaivik. Adhidaivik klesha means natural disasters. 60,000 people die every year due to natural disasters. Every year. And then apart from the birth, death, old age and disease, this is also suffering. Problems. Four problems and three kleshas. Three suffering. Total seven. Total seven. And no one in this world can say that I am free of all this. No one. We are suffering. So, sometimes people can say, okay, you are talking about suffering, there is some pleasure also. We are getting some pleasure. Yeah. Some pleasure must be there. But what is the nature of that pleasure? The nature of that pleasure is that the pleasure which we are getting in this world is temporary, illusory and miserable enjoyment. T-I-M-E, time. Temporary, illusory, miserable enjoyment. So this pleasure is there. It's just like prisoners are given free food and clothing and shelter. Isn't it? Sometimes prisoners are taken care of. They are given some facility. But what is the purpose? Is government very happy that giving free food and free clothing and free shelter to the prisoners? Is it because the government is happy? No. So why? Why freely everything is given? For 20 years, 30 years? Because he has to be punished for 20 years. For that he has to remain alive for 20 years. And to keep him alive for 20 years, he has to be given food, clothing and shelter so that he can be punished for 20 years. So giving him food, clothing and shelter, the purpose is not to love him. Purpose is not to make him feel comfortable. The purpose is to punish him for 20 years. And to keep him 20 years alive, he has to be given some sustenance, some maintenance. You know, so that is the purpose. If he dies out of hunger, how will he be punished for 20 years? So to uplift them and then make them fall, sometimes people ask this question, very important question, that many people who doesn't accept God, doesn't follow God, sinful people, they don't follow any rules, regulations, they don't follow religious principles. But we see that they are growing, they are rising. There are stars. They have so much money, wealth, enjoying. They are rising. जब हम हमने सुना है पहले कि है ना जब दो लोग झगड़ा करते थे तो एक व्यक्ति बोलता है ज्यादा बोलोगे ना तो उठाकर पटक दूंगा है ना ज्यादा बोलोगे तो उठाकर पटक दूंगा मतलब पटकने के लिए उठाना जरूरी है. ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड. जब तक उठाएंगे नहीं तब तक पटकेंगे कैसे. सो उठाना भी पटकने का पार्ट है. दैट इज अ पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोसेस ऑफ पटकना. सो सम टाइम माया मेक्स वन राइज बिकम द स्टार एंड देन वन डे शी विल थ्रो हिम डाउन. And as you go high, and then look down, what happens? You go on the high-rise building, and then go and look down, what happens? The moment you look down, you feel fear. So, the people who go high, they are fearful inside. Every moment, they have fear that they may not lose their position. And that is another suffering. In each situation, there is some suffering. They are always struggling to maintain their position. They are suffering. That's why they are under stress, tremendous stress to maintain their position. If you have YouTube channel where you have 5 lakh, 10 lakh subscribers, you may be happy. But then you have to keep them to stick to your channel, then what you have to do? You are under regular stress that no, I have to produce daily video and this and something new and exciting. So that is there. It's not easy to maintain. You have to we become prisoner of the success. Prisoner of success. This is called that we are prisoner of success. So, people may go high just one day, just like we had the case of Kaufi Cafe de Malik owner. He committed suicide. Although he was a rich person, one day, once upon a time, he had 8,000 crore rupees asset. And then 4 years later, he had minus 8,000 crore rupees. No, 8,000 crore rupees debt. And then he committed suicide. So, really understanding that, even though we may temporarily be happy, but that happiness is also part of process of suffering. You know, that is the nature, that information is given to us in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna. And dear friends, those who will do this mistake of taking the words of the Lord easily, they will do this mistake of taking the instruction of Krishna lightly, they will be the loser. So therefore, at the right moment, we make right choice. And what is that choice? Choice is to take the message of Lord seriously from Bhagavad Gita and lead your life as per the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And sometime it can happen that people say that sinful people are rich. Why? I don't worship Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, I don't worship. Still I top in my class. Many people say like that. And some people worship Mother Saraswati and they may not get success. So why it happens like that? Very easy to understand. It's just like your education. If you top in previous year exam, you remain top for 1 year even if you don't study this year. Yes or no? The whole year, 1 year, you will remain top. Whether you study or don't study. But next year, you are going to lament. So similarly, sometime in their past life, the person has worshipped. You know? And then he is enjoying in this life. And this life he is not worshipping. Not taking the scriptures word seriously, he's going to lament in the future. It's just like that. Simple to understand. No? So, now the suffering, there is no doubt that we are suffering. Everyone. And to solve the suffering, we are taking shelter of fallible soldiers. What are they? Family, society, friends, army, police, government, politicians, scientists, demigods, mystic powers, tantra, mantra, astrology, yogi, chamatkari baba, doctors, wealth, power, position, entertainment, intoxication, sex. These are the shelters, isn't it? We are taking shelter. Sometimes people take shelter of family. Like Gajendra, the elephant, who took shelter of his family to save himself from the crocodile. But his family could not save. Could not save. There are many people. Their family, although they have so much concern, but they cannot save. Society, friends, army, police, government, they all fail. They are all fallible soldiers. And we take shelter of them. All these shelters are useless. Why? Because because they cannot dissolve our karma. They cannot dissolve our karma. Karma. If we have worked bad karma, sinful karma, nobody can save us. No one. So if we want, because suffering is, the analysis of suffering, let us do little analysis of suffering. Why suffering is there? Suffering is, why a person is in prison? Because he has done some crime. He has done some crime. So similarly, we suffer because we have done some sinful activity, karma, sinful karma. And why a person does sin? Because he is ignorant. He is ajnani. He doesn't know what is right and what is wrong. And why he doesn't know? Why he is ignorant, ajnani? Because he doesn't have knowledge. He doesn't have knowledge. Why he doesn't have knowledge? Because he doesn't attend Purana festival. So easy to understand. He doesn't associate with the sadhus. He doesn't come, doesn't feel to come and sit and listen. If he listens, then he will get the knowledge. He will understand. Power of discrimination he will get. What is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. What to do, what not to do. What is righteous, what is virtuous, what is vicious. This information we must get. So if we don't get, then we don't have knowledge. And if you don't associate with the sadhus or the spiritual educators, then we don't get knowledge. If you don't get knowledge, then we do not know what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, we do wrong, indulge in wrong activities. And when we get indulged in wrong activities, then we get reaction as suffering. So that is the root cause of suffering. Why we get suffering? So if you want to break this chain, then where to focus? Where to focus? So the focus is on sadhu sangha, associating with the saintly people, taking them as our role models, not the sinful people. We are admiring the sinful people, lusty people, greedy people. They are our role models in the society today. Who is your ideal? My ideal is this person. Why that is he is your ideal? Because he has billions of dollars earned. He is simply a greedy fellow. And why your ideal is, oh, he's a star. He dances with the woman so nicely. Dancing with the woman is nicely, he becomes a star. He's simply fueling our lust. That's all. And then we do. Nunam pramatta kurute bikarma. We get indulged. All these stars, you see, what is their life? They're committing suicide. The sinful people. Their life is so complicated. Their life is so complicated. They don't have peace of mind. I can show you the video. The most successful people, more who have achieved so much, they are the most suffering, more depressed people. And who is happy? But therefore, we should make our role model those people. They may not have any wealth. They may not have so many big achievements, but at least they are happy. They lead a pure life of character. They have the compassionate heart, a loving heart who has love for everyone. And who are those? They are sadhus. Titikshava karmika suidam sarva dehinam ajat satrava santa sadhava sadhu bhushana. This is the definition of sadhu. Who are always thinking how to provide genuine help to the suffering humanity. If you don't associate and take shelter of such personalities, then we take shelter of sinful people. So therefore our real great fortune, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, explains to Srila Rupa Goswami that after many, many lifetimes, a fortunate soul, when your good fortune arises, then you get the opportunity to associate with a pure devotee of Krishna and get pure knowledge from him. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in a song, very beautiful song, Anadikarama Phale Padibhavarnava Jale Habudubu Khai Kotokala Satari Satari Jaye Sindhu Anta Nahi Paaye Bhava Sindhu Ananta Vishala Nimagna Hoinu Jabe Dakinu Katara Rove Keho More Karaho Udhara. That whole, the ocean of material existence is unending. Bhava Sindhu Ananta Vishal. And since time immemorial, we cannot even remember since how many births we are suffering in this world. The ocean of birth and death. And swimming and swimming and trying to cross over. Ocean of suffering. How much suffering? How many times have we cried? Whenever we don't get what we wish, we cry. Like Alexander the Great. There is a famous story about Alexander the Great. Three wishes of Alexander the Great. People say he was a conqueror of the world. And then, the last stage of his life, Alexander came to India. He wanted to conquer India. But he had a great, his real great fortune arises not by conquering the world, but when he reached to India. And here he got the opportunity to associate with some saintly people. And he got the realization. So what were the wishes of, what were the three wishes of Alexander the Great? In the last stage of his life, he died out of malaria. And you see, the surprise thing is that the conqueror of the world was conquered by a mosquito. Will you still say him that he is the conqueror of the world? Is it not illusion? How a conqueror of the world can be conquered by mosquito? Dear friends, it's illusion. Neither he was a conqueror, nor he was the great. It is the karma, his karma, which made him conqueror and which made him great. And it is his karma which made him conquered by mosquito. So at the last stage of his life, Alexander the Great, when he came to know that he is going to die, then he called all his commanders and he says that all of you have served me very loyally throughout my life. Now I have three wishes. Can you all give me three wishes? They said, what is that? He said, the first wish is that after I die, my dead body should be carried by my doctor to the graveyard. This is the first wish. My doctor should take my body in his hand and carry it to the graveyard. And second wish is that the path upon which he takes me, that path should be paved by gold plates, silver plates. And when you put me in the grave, don't put my two hands inside the grave. It should be outside, empty. So they asked me, my dear king, why are you asking such strange wishes? We thought we will carry you to get graveyard. We are your dear commanders. And then Alexander said, I will explain to you. I want the whole world to know. Because the people sometime, they are confused. They think that I died because I had no doctor around me. If doctor would have been there, I would have been saved from death. So I want to clear this misconception of the people that Alexander the Great had the best of the doctors of this world. And he was there present. When my doctor will carry me in his hand, then people will understand the doctor was there. But that doctor also could not save me. And why I am saying, asking for gold pavement? Paving the path with gold plates. Why? Because sometimes people think that because I don't have money, therefore I die. I get suffering. So I want people to know that Alexander the Great has all the wealth of the world. But those wealth also could not save him from death. And my hand should be kept out of the grave so that people who come to know that although Alexander the Great had all the wealth of the world, but he went empty-handed. He could not carry even one penny. Sometimes people would be confused that maybe something Alexander the Great would have taken along with him. No, we cannot carry even one needle. There was a person, once Guru Nanak, he went to his disciple, wealthy disciple, he had so much wealth. And he was showing his wealth to Guru Nanak. I have this big bungalow, I have this many cows, and I mean this much property, and this and this and this, Gurudev. And Guru Nanak could see that he is so proud, falsely proud, falsely proud. So he said, I am very happy that you have so much. So he said, he asked, Gurudev, what can I do for you? What service I can do for you? Guru Nanak said. Guru Nanak would always carry needle along with him. So he took out needle, one needle from his pocket, and then he handed it over. Kindly keep this needle safely. Gurudev, what service you are giving me? Yeah, very soon I am going to die and I will go to heaven. And you will also die and you will also come there. So one service I am giving you, along with you, bring this my needle along with you and hand it over to me in the heaven after death. So the wealthy person said, Gurudev, how can I bring this needle along with me after death? So Guru Nanak looked at him. Can't you do this small service? This I am saying one needle. A small needle you can't carry for your Gurudev. And he got the message. So what was the message? That what is the use of all these things you have? You cannot carry even a single pin with you. Nothing. you have to go alone. Even this body which we take care of so much, this cannot go. So therefore, the real great fortune is, our real great fortune is that when we understand this, when we associate with the devotees, we understand this and we get the association of sadhus. And then Krishna says that manusyanam sahasra sukasya niyatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin mamiti tattvatah. Among thousands, one understands and tries to serve me, tries to attain me. And out of those who try to attain me, thousands of those who try to attain me, one can attain me. So it is so rare. Therefore we are so fortunate. So our great fortune is that when we sincerely seek the solution, then Krishna sends the spiritual master, guru, guide, and genuine spiritual master. If you are very fortunate, then we get genuine spiritual master. Otherwise we get cheaters also in the garb of spiritualist. When we are misfortunate, when we are unfortunate, then we get cheaters. And Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to get cheated, you'll get cheaters. So who wants to get cheated? Who wants to get God cheaply, he will get cheated. Like some guru says, what you drink, you eat, whatever you do, you eat meat, you take liquor, you do all this, and don't worry, I will give my blessing and you'll be happy. And people say, oh, very nice guru. No, they are cheaters. Real guru says that if you want to get God, God is supremely pure, and you want to get his blessing, his favor, then you have to become pure. Without becoming pure in consciousness, there is no possibility. And who is ready to become pure? Very few fortunate souls. People want favor of God, but they don't want to become pure-hearted. So therefore, when Krishna sees that somebody is very, very sincere, he doesn't want to get cheated, he wants genuine knowledge, genuine path, then Krishna sends him a pure devotee, who gives him pure and absolute knowledge. And what is that knowledge? A devotee of the Lord doesn't give you wealth, doesn't give you job. Sometimes people ask me. So Prabhuji, if I come to ISKCON and chant Hare Krishna, will I get a job? Will I get money? Will I get wealth, property? Will I get a good girl? No. What we get? We get real knowledge. What is that knowledge? Knowledge that you are asking for these all things. They all things, wealth, power, prestige. This is not very, very, very important thing. Of course it is important, but not absolutely important. These things are given to even demons. Demons also get wealth, power, prestige. Like Ravana got so much wealth, power, prestige. He got golden Lanka. What did he use? Everything was lost. So the real mercy of the Lord, what is the real mercy of the Lord? If God's blessing, God's favor falls upon someone, then he gets the association of a genuine sadhu, and the genuine sadhu gives him pure knowledge. The first knowledge is why we are here for. Why we have come in this world. He gives him understanding of nature of this material world, which is temporary and full of suffering. Why we are here. Why we are suffering. He gives him important information about Vaikuntha, spiritual world. World of unending, everlasting, ever-increasing and unadulterated pure bliss. What is Vaikuntha? A sky in the world of unadulterated pure bliss, ever increasing happiness, which we are looking for. Isn't it? We all are looking for happiness. What kind of happiness? Pure happiness. unending happiness, unending bliss. And where it is available? Is it available in Bombay or Delhi? No. Where it is available? There is a song, you know, Kishore Kumar has sung. Achal ki tujhe main leke chalun, ek aise gagan ke talle jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar talle. So where is that gagan sky? Is that sky there? Was that sky there in the courtyard of Kishore Kumar? Was that? No. Where is the sky? There is no gum, there is no aansu, only there is love, there is no hatred. But we all desire for that. That's why he is promising, I will take you there. And we like that song. Why? Because you want to go below such a sky. So where is that sky? Because you desire, that desire itself is the proof that such places, somebody can say, is it possible? Is it there? Is there such kind of place called Vaikuntha where there is no suffering? There is only happiness, pure happiness, unadulterated bliss. Is there a place? Yes, it is there. And that is called Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Jagat. There are two worlds. One is material world and one is spiritual world. The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, material world is called Kuntha Jagat. Just like this world is full of suffering, that world is full of happiness. That information is there. Somebody can say, what is the proof? Nobody dies there. There is no birth, death, old age and disease there in the spiritual world. Somebody can say, what is the proof? Desire itself is the proof that object exists. There is no further proof is required. A child takes birth and desires to drink. That desire to drink itself is the proof that water exists. Yes, isn't it? What was created first? Hunger or food? First is created food, then hunger. So we have hunger for what? For eternal happiness. Why? Because that is there. And where it is? But that we are searching in this material world. Here it is not there. It is there in the spiritual world. And this information we get, this knowledge we get from the sadhus, that we have to go there. And that is the goal of our life. Now question is how to go there? How to go there? How to go back to Godhead? And the answer is process of bhakti. If we practice devotional service sincerely and purify our heart and develop love for God, Krishna, then we go there. This is the condition. Do you love Krishna? If you love God, you can go there. In the abode of God, you can reside there. Why? Why I should love to reside? Naturally. You want someone to reside in your house, whom will you allow to reside in your house? A person who is pure in his intention, who loves you, isn't it? Will you keep someone whose character is suspicious, who is not trustworthy, who is criminal-minded, will you allow such person to be in your home? No. Who can be in your home? The one who loves you. The one whose character is pure. A pious person. So similarly, if we want to take benefit, go back to Godhead, take benefit of the Lord's association, Lord's abode, a life free of anxiety, free of hankering, then we have to purify our existence. The Krishna is supremely pure. And we want to associate with him, live with him, then we have to also be supremely pure. And also we have to know how to purify our heart, what are the obstacles and how to tackle them, what are the snakes and ladders in that process, and how to save ourselves. So, this information of two worlds is there. And we belong to the spiritual. Actually, we are here for the time being, not always. we belong to the spiritual world. Somehow or other we are here. Why we are here? Because by misusing our free will, by misusing our free will, we want to lord it over material nature. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Mama Ivansa Jeev Loke Jeev Bhuta Sanatana. We are part and parcel of Krishna and we are supposed to serve Krishna. But if we don't serve and we desire to become Lord, then we are sent here to reform ourselves. Just like a jail. A citizen, when he doesn't follow the government's command, the constitution, then he is sent to jail for reformation. Similarly, we are sent to this world of suffering, material world, for reformation. And how to reform ourselves? By associating with the devotees and by following the process of bhakti. What is the process of bhakti? Sravana kirtan smarana bandhan pad sevan dasare pujana sakhi jana atma nivedana govinda das abhilasare. Chanting, hearing, remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Madhuram madhure bhyopi, mangale bhyopi mangalam. Pavanam pavane bhyopi, harir namaiva kevalam. The sweetest, sweet of the sweetest, pure of the purest, is the holy name of the Lord. The best process is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and hearing. So if you do that, then we take U-turn and get reformed and go back to Godhead. Develop love for Krishna and go back to Godhead. So, now is the time to make decision, to make choice. You want to go to Krishna or you want to continue your material suffering in this material world. And choice is ours. So my dear friends, my request, humble request to all of you from the core of my heart, I genuinely pray and request to all of you that kindly take this path of Krishna consciousness seriously before it's too late. Make the right choice at the right time. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
मंदिर जा रहा हूं, आप लोग बोलेंगे तिलक लगा के धोती कुर्ता पहन के तो मंदिर जाएगा आदमी, इसमें क्या बड़ी बात है? पर मैं 7 साल के बाद मंदिर जा रहा हूं, जहां मैं हर हफ्ते मंदिर जाया करता था, आज इतने सालों के बाद मंदिर जा रहा हूं। सवाल आ सकता है कि इसके जीवन में ऐसा क्या हुआ कि इतने वर्षों के बाद ये मंदिर जा रहा है? इसके पीछे एक कहानी है, मेरी कहानी।
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama Hare Krishna Guruji
Namaste Pranam Hare Krishna Deepru Kaise hain aap?
मैं अच्छा हूँ प्रूजी।
प्रो आज हम लोगों ने प्लान किया था ना कि हमने मिलना है।
हाँ हाँ मैं आधे घंटे में बस प्रूजी पहुँच ही रहा हूँ।
तो मंदिर के पीछे वाला जो पार्क है ना वहीं मिलते हैं हम, ठीक है?
यस प्रूजी, बिल्कुल प्रूजी।
ओके प्रो।
ओके प्रूजी, धन्यवाद प्रणाम।
हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण।
और दीपू कैसे हैं?
मैं अच्छा हूँ प्रूजी, आप कैसे?
मैं भी अच्छा हूँ दीपू। और लाइफ में क्या चल रहा है?
प्रूजी वही स्टडीज वगैरह चल रही है। एक्चुअली एग्जाम्स वगैरह भी आ रहे हैं ना, और घर वाले प्रेशर कर रहे हैं कि जल्दी से एग्जाम क्लियर करो, घर वालों को थोड़ा सपोर्ट करो। और दिक्कत ये है कि इन चीजों में इतना उलझ गया हूँ कि मैं जीवन में कुछ बड़ा करना चाह रहा हूँ, कुछ हटके करना चाह रहा हूँ, उस पर फोकस ही नहीं हो पाता। यही है कि कुछ मैनेज नहीं हो पा रहा, और इस वजह से सबसे बड़ी दिक्कत है कि मैं इस चैलेंज भी कुछ खास फॉलो नहीं कर पा रहा हूँ।
हम चलते हुए बात करें क्या?
हाँ।
देखिए दीपू, भगवद गीता में ना एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट प्रिंसिपल है। भगवान बता रहे चैप्टर नंबर 6 वर्स नंबर 17 में कि ही हु हैज रेगुलेटेड हिज हैबिट्स ऑफ ईटिंग, स्लीपिंग, रिक्रिएशन एंड वर्क, ही कैन मिटिगेट ऑल मटेरियल पेन्स। है ना दीपू, लाइफ में आप कोई भी डिसीजन लो ना, तो हमेशा एक चीज का ध्यान रखना कि आप वो डिसीजन किस बेसिस पे ले रहे हो। आप हो सकता है डिसीजन लो सोसाइटी के बेसिस पे कि सोसाइटी में लोग क्या सोच रहे हैं, या आपके फ्रेंड्स क्या सोचेंगे, है ना, कि सोसाइटी में क्या ट्रेंड चल रहा है ना? आप उस बेसिस पे में भी डिसीजन लो। और दूसरा ऑप्शन एक ये भी है कि आप भगवद गीता के बेसिस पे डिसीजन लो, है ना, क्योंकि देखिए सोसाइटी में ट्रेंड्स जो है वो आज है कल नहीं है, हर दिन नए नए ट्रेंड्स आते रहते हैं, बट जो भगवद गीता है ना वो हमें रिलेटिव नहीं एब्सोल्यूट सेंस में नॉलेज देता है जिसके बेसिस पे हम डिसीजन ले सकते हैं। आई होप मैं आपको समझा पाया।
हे प्रभु, आज रिजल्ट है, दुनिया की नैया पार लगाते हो, मेरी भी लगा देना। 2 साल से मेहनत की है, बस पासिंग मार्क्स भी दिला दो, बस पास हो जाऊं, घर वालों को मुंह दुखाने लायक तो रह जाऊं। थैंक यू सो मच भगवान। आप कहते हो माला करने वाले आपको बहुत पसंद है, प्रभु जी भी कहते हैं, तो आप दोनों की खुशी के लिए माला भी कर रहा हूं। चलिए प्रभु माला करते हैं। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे। और भाई
हेलो।
हाँ जी
भाई, तेरे को कुछ पता चला
क्या?
अरे प्री का रिजल्ट आ गया यार।
अच्छा रिजल्ट आ गया, तू कहाँ है अभी?
मैं अभी अपने रूम पे ही हूँ, बस रिजल्ट देखने जा रहा हूँ।
अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा, मेरा देखो भाई जरा, एक मिनट। हे भगवान, रिजल्ट आ गया है, मेरा दोस्त बस बैठा हुआ रिजल्ट देख रहा है। पास करा दो, अच्छे मार्क्स दिलवा दो, जैसे तैसे बस नैया पार लगा दो भगवान, अच्छे मार्क्स दिलवा दो। हेलो।
हाँ भाई सुन रहा हूँ।
बता क्या आया रिजल्ट
भाई? ना तो तुम्हारा एग्जाम निकला यार, ना तो मेरा निकला यार।
क्या बात कर रहा है,
2 सालों की मेहनत बेकार हो गई भाई।
ना, तेरे को मेरा रोल नंबर पता है ना, तू दोबारा देखना, मैं फेल ही हुआ, मुझे पता है, तू दोबारा देख।
अरे यार 2 बार देख लो चाहे 10 बार देख लो, रिजल्ट तुम्हारा मेरे सामने खुला है, नहीं निकला तो नहीं निकला एग्जाम, बार बार देखने थोड़ी बदल जाएगा।
उस दिन ऐसा लगा जैसे मेरे पैरों तले से जमीन खिसक गई हो, भगवान पे से मेरा पूरा विश्वास ही उठ गया हो। मैं सोचने लगा कितना भक्ति करने का, माला करने का, गीता पढ़ने का मुझे क्या ही फायदा होगा, मैं अपनी हर छोटी से बड़ी नाकामयाबी के लिए भगवान को जिम्मेदार ठहराने लगा। और उस दिन मैंने एक चॉइस लिया कि मैं आपसे भक्ति करना बंद करूंगा, क्योंकि मेरी जिंदगी का सिर्फ और सिर्फ एक ही मकसद है कि किसी भी कीमत पर अपने आप को कामयाब बनाना। ऐसा नहीं था कि भगवान ने मुझे समझाने के लिए कोई ऑप्शन नहीं दिया, पर मैंने भगवान द्वारा दिए गए हर एक ऑप्शन को रिजेक्ट किया।
अरे यार प्रभु जी तो पीछे पड़ गए, इतनी कॉल उठाता नहीं, उनके रिप्लाई नहीं देता, तब भी कॉल पे कॉल, और डायरेक्ट बात कर ही लेता हूँ।
हरे कृष्ण दीपू, कैसे हैं
आप? मैं ठीक हूँ प्रभु।
दीपू, मैं सोचा था हम लोग की काफी टाइम से मुलाकात नहीं हो पाई थी, तो हम लोग एक उमंग फेस्टिवल कर रहे हैं, आप आ जाइए उस फेस्टिवल में, हम लोग मिल भी लेंगे और बातचीत भी हो जाएगी।
प्रभु जी अभी मेरे एग्जाम चल रहे हैं, तो मुझे काफी तैयारी करनी है, ऊपर से काफी सिलेबस मेरा बाकी है, तो मेरे पास अभी लिटरली टाइम नहीं है उमंग फेस्टिवल या मंदिर आने के लिए।
अच्छा ठीक है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, आप करियर पर फोकस करिए, है ना, बाकी आपको कोई भी अभी हेल्प चाहिए हो तो यू कैन ऑलवेज कॉन्टेक्ट मी, आई एम ऑलवेज हेयर फॉर यू।
ओके जी, थैंक यू।
हेलो।
और भाई क्या हाल चाल?
अरे मैं ठीक हूँ यार। अच्छा भाई मैं एक बात बता रहा हूँ, आज शाम में मूवी लगी है अर्जुन कपूर की, देख क्या है।
ओ हेलो, तू आज के जमाने में भी ये नेपोटिज्म वाले हीरो की बात करेगा?
नेपोटिज्म कुछ सीरियस यार, मैं तो ऐसी मजाक कर रहा हूँ। तेरी फेवरेट बैटमैन भी तो लगी है, बैटमैन देख के आते हैं?
हाँ तो बैटमैन देखने चल सकते ना, उसकी कोई दिक्कत नहीं है।
ऐसा करते हैं शाम में 6 से 9 का स्लॉट रखें।
6 से 9 चल सकते, कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, प्लान बना।
मुझे अच्छी तरीके से पता था कि जब मेरा एग्जाम चल रहा हो तो मुझे मूवी नहीं देखनी चाहिए, फिर चाहे वो मेरी कितनी भी फेवरेट मूवी क्यों ना हो। पर ये सब जानने के बाद भी मेरे लाइफ में ऐसे कई मौके आए जहां पर मैंने गलत चॉइसेस लिए, क्योंकि कहीं ना कहीं मैंने अपने जीवन में सत्य के साथ कॉम्प्रोमाइज करना सीख लिया था। अब चाहे मैं एक गलती करूं चाहे 1000 गलतियां करूं, मुझे इस बात से कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता। आज मैं अपने लाइफ में सेटल हूं, मेरा खुद का अपना बहुत बड़ा बिजनेस भी है, लाइफ में सब कुछ मेरे हिसाब से चलता है। मेरे दोस्त, मेरे फैमिली, मेरे रिलेटिव सभी मुझसे काफी खुश भी हैं। लाइफ इतना सही चल रहा है कि किसी भी चीज की कोई जरूरत नहीं है मुझे। वो कहते हैं ना, आप हार्डवर्क करो, आप ऑनेस्ट रहो तो आपको कामयाब होने से कोई भी नहीं रोक सकता। जब मैं अपने मेहनत से कुछ भी कर सकता हूं तो भला मुझे किसी के आगे हाथ जोड़ने की क्या जरूरत।
और वे संतोष, क्या हाल चाल?
मैं ठीक हूँ। अरे तूने मुकेश के बारे में कुछ सुना?
कौन मुकेश?
अरे यार वही अपने क्लास का टॉपर यार, वही मुकेश।
हाँ वही ना जिसका ऑल इंडिया रैंक 13 आया था यूपीएससी में।
हाँ वही 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 वाला, वही वाला।
क्या हाल चाल है उसके?
अरे यार क्या बताऊँ यार, उसने सुसाइड कर लिया।
क्या बात कर रहा है?
अरे हाँ भाई, सच में सुसाइड कर लिया यार, मजाक थोड़ी करूंगा। और तो और सुसाइड से पहले उसने अपनी एक वीडियो भी बनाई है, तेरे को भेजता हूँ अभी 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 भेजता हूँ तेरे को लिंक भेजता
हूँ। हाँ हाँ भेज भेज भेज।
हेलो, मेरा नाम मुकेश पांडे है,
मैं आईएएस 2012 बैच का ऑफिसर हूँ, बिहार कैडर का। इन केस आप ये मैसेज देख रहे हैं तो ये मेरे सुसाइड और मेरे मौत के बाद का मैसेज है।
अजीब पागल आदमी यार, अच्छा खासा आईएएस ऑफिसर था, थोड़ी सी परेशानी क्या ही डिप्रेशन में आ गया, मर गया।
इज्जत दौलत शोहरत होने के बाद भी कोई व्यक्ति भला कैसे सुसाइड कर सकता है? पर मुझे इस बात का अंदाजा नहीं था कि जिन परिस्थिति की वजह से मुकेश ने ऐसा कदम उठाया, आने वाले समय में मैं भी उसका शिकार होने वाला हूं।
हाँ भाई बोल।
भाई दीप, तुझे कुछ पता चला?
क्या हुआ?
अरे अपनी कंपनी के सारे शेयर डूब गए यार, अपनी कंपनी बंद हो गई।
क्या बात कर रहे हैं?
अरे रातों रात हम लोग सड़क पे आ गए यार।
कैसे?
अरे कोरोना की वजह से सब नुकसान हो गया भाई, सब कुछ नुकसान हो गया, कई कंपनीज बंद हो गई भाई। अरे मुझे टेंशन भाई इस बात की है, हमने बैंक से जो इतना लंबा चौड़ा लोन ले रखा है उसको कैसे चुकाएंगे? अरे क्या होगा भाई, अब कुछ कुछ समझ नहीं आ रहा यार। अरे तू कुछ बोल क्यों नहीं रहा भाई, तू ठीक तो है दीप भाई? हेलो हेलो, मेरी आवाज आ रही है?
हे
क्या चल रहा है आजकल तुम्हारा?
क्या हुआ?
मेरे घर वाले रोज नए नए रिश्ते ला रहे हैं, मैं जानना चाहती हूँ तुम मुझे लेकर सीरियस हो या नहीं हो, तुम्हारे फ्यूचर के कुछ प्लान्स है हम लोगों को लेकर? आज मैं क्लियर जानना चाहती हूँ, जवाब दो।
आई थिंक मैं अभी रेडी नहीं हूँ इन सब चीजों के लिए, मतलब।
अच्छा मैं समझ गई कि तुम तो सीरियस हो ही नहीं ना, पहले भी नहीं थे अब भी नहीं हो, तुम्हारे तो सब टाइम पास है तभी तो बात घुमाते रहते हो। आई थिंक हमारा रिलेशनशिप ऐसे नहीं चल पाएगा।
तुम मेरी बात तो सुनो।
क्योंकि लाइफ में सीरियस होना पड़ता है और तुम सीरियस हो ही नहीं, तो बेटर है कि हम यही अपना रिलेशनशिप को एंड करते हैं। तुम अपने रास्ते और मैं अपने रास्ते, आज के बाद हम एक दूसरे को कॉल नहीं करेंगे। बाय।
मैं परिस्थितियों को जितना ठीक करना चाहता था उतना ही वो बिगड़ती चली जा रही थी। जहां पहले मैं कभी किसी के आगे झुकने को तैयार नहीं था, इन परिस्थितियों ने मुझे लोगों के सामने झुकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया था, और अब मैं इसके लिए तैयार भी हो चुका था।
हेलो राहुल भाई।
और भाई कैसे हो?
मैं अच्छा हूँ, आप कैसे हैं?
मैं ठीक हूँ भाई। मैंने सुना कि तेरी कंपनी डूब गई यार।
हाँ यार, एक्चुअली उसी सिलसिले में आपसे मुझे बात करनी है। आपको पता है कि मुझे बहुत बड़ा लॉस हुआ है, काफी पैसे डूब गए मेरे, एंड अब बैंक का प्रेशर है। वो लोग कह रहे हैं कि जल्दी से जल्दी अपनी जो भी पैसे मैंने लिए थे वो चुकाइए, वरना घर नीलामी हो जाएगा, ये हो जाएगा। आप लोग थोड़ा हेल्प कर सकते हैं क्या मुझे?
भाई यार, अभी तो तेरे को पता है ना कि बहुत मुश्किल टाइम चल रहा है यार। अभी कोविड के चक्कर में पूरा धंधा मंदा चल रहा है यार एकदम।
अच्छा, तेरा भी बुरा हाल है?
हाँ भाई।
या तो क्या करना चाहिए, कुछ सजेस्ट करना यार मुझे।
भाई देख, तू परेशान मत हो, एक काम कर, तू अपने सारे बैंक के डॉक्यूमेंट ले ले, लोन के पेपर्स ले ले, जितनी तेरी सिक्योरिटी सबका डिटेल लेके तू बैंक पहुंच। बैंक जाके वहाँ का जो मैनेजर उससे जाके डिस्कस कर, वहाँ तेरे को जरूर कुछ ना कुछ हेल्प मिल जाएगी।
चल ट्राई करता हूँ, थैंक यू, काफी हेल्प की तूने भाई।
सॉरी यार।
ना कोई बात नहीं, ठीक है, बाय।
एक चीज का ध्यान रखना कि आप वो डिसीजन किस बेसिस पे ले रहे हो।
तो आप बुरा मत माने, बट मैं अभी मंदिर या भक्ति नहीं कर सकता।
दीपू, लाइफ में जितने भी अप्स एंड डाउन्स हैं उसका सलूशन हमेशा आपको भगवत गीता में मिलेगा। बाकी आपको कोई भी अभी हेल्प चाहिए हो तो यू कैन ऑलवेज कॉन्टैक्ट मी, आई एम ऑलवेज हेयर फॉर यू।
फाइनली इतना सब होने के बाद मैंने अपने लाइफ में बहुत बड़ा डिसीजन लिया, एक ऐसा डिसीजन जिसके ऊपर मेरी आने वाली पूरी लाइफ डिपेंड करती है, और ये डिसीजन मेरे लाइफ का सबसे बड़ा राइट चॉइस है।
सात साल, जीवन के सात कीमती साल लगे मुझे ये समझने में कि कृष्णा एंड हिज डिवोटीज आर माय एवर वेल विशर। तो मैंने भी ये चॉइस ली है कि मैं इस बार कृष्णा से अपने आप को रिकनेक्ट करूंगा।
हरे कृष्णा।
आई होप आज की ये शॉर्ट फिल्म आपको अच्छी लगी होगी। अगर अच्छी लगी तो लाइक कीजिएगा, कमेंट्स कीजिएगा और हर वो डिवोटी से शेयर कीजिएगा जो किसी ना किसी तरीके से भगवान से डिस्कनेक्ट हो गए या हो रहे हैं, ताकि वो सब वापस अपने आप को भगवान से कनेक्ट कर लें, रिकनेक्ट कर लें। तो ज्यादा से ज्यादा वीडियो को शेयर कीजिए और हाँ,
thank you very much Sundar Gopal Prabhu for your wonderful class and also this beautiful video which your team has made, this whole Shikshartakam. The Shikshartakam channel is amazing channel. I know many of the devotees here in Chowpatty also watch them regularly. They have subscribed and also get some wonderful insights about, because we can get a lot of lessons in our life. More than just hearing lecture, we can actually have audio-visual presentation, and from there we can learn lessons a lot. So it's amazing drama. It's a beautiful presentation. Thanks to all your boys for wonderful script as well as wonderful acting. We hope next time, this time we're supposed to have you live here with us in Radha Gopinath Temple, but because of this current pandemic, we are coming on online. But next time, maybe next time when you come to Radha Gopinath Temple and come and give physically a class, we can also invite your team to go, come and do a drama as well. And that will be a great excitement for our boys in IYS. So there's one question just come here on Facebook chat. Maybe you can take that question and after that we can end this discussion here. The question is that we see around us so much of corruption, exploitation, people are dragging each other to climb the success of ladder. We hear all this through news. Should I strive to make any change or should I just focus on my personal and spiritual life? How to balance? So Prabhu, I also send this on a chat in case you want to read the question. You can read the question there. Yeah, this is the question.
Thank you, Baldev Prabhu. And it's a very nice question. So first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hilajar Janma Sarthak Kari Karap Parupkar, that anybody who has taken birth on the land of Bharat, his first business is to perfect his life and then Karap Parupkar, work for the welfare of others. So the first charity begins from home. First is that to change ourselves and then to change the world. So there is no doubt the first focus should be, you know, to cure yourself. To cure yourself and then only you can help others to change the world. So, first priority focus is naturally for your spiritual life, personal life and personal spiritual practices, you know? And then further you get that satisfaction, that happiness, and then you would like to share with it with others. A desire will automatically comes when we are getting something exciting, something nice, you know, then people want to share. If you get some good article or some good video or some good, you know, program, then you want to share, you know, on WhatsApp to others, isn't it? So that is how we change the world. But first, you know, sometimes people, they get the article or video and then they don't see and they just share to others, you know. Sometime in our society also, we see some devotees, they don't read the Prabhupada book because they want to distribute it to others. So that shouldn't happen. We should read also. And if we get time, we should distribute also. So first we should help make ourselves healthy. And then we should also parupkar to help others. If we get time. No? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sundar Gopal Prabhu, for your wonderful time and energy with us. And we want to thank all the organizer of Prerna team also, who instead of being staying so far away, all the boys who joined us today to come and tag along us for this Prerna festival. And we hope and pray that soon this online things will end and we'll actually meet each other and we'll be able to experience the live Krishna consciousness in front of the deities, in front of the devotees dancing. The one thing in Prerna which we are missing now is that not just association of devotees, but also we are missing the Mahaprasadam prayers, after which the Prasadam feast comes up. So we're missing everything here. So thank you, Sundar Gopal Prabhu, and I hope that you are happy with our simple invitation. We don't have much of facilities here. We couldn't have a big festival like Udgar for you and like you do in Delhi. But definitely, next time when you come, you'll be physically with us and we will be hosting you very nicely there.
I got the Prerna for Udgar from Prerna. In 2008, I had attended Prerna festival in Chaupati temple, and then from there I got the idea of this Udgar. No, I know, Mom. So the Prerna comes from Prerna.
And now Udgar is giving Prerna to Prerna. So let us thank His Grace Sundar Gopal Prabhu by three times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Jai.
Prabhu ki jai, Radha Gopinath temple ki jai,
Jai.
Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.
Jai. Jai.